Hi, everybody. Welcome to Hen and Chief Chats. This is your host, Lauren, and today I am kind of just in the mood to have a real heart-to-heart conversation about business and life and just where we are at over here at Northwoods Poultry. And really my goal on this episode is not so much to teach you necessarily more about chickens or anything of that nature, or make this like super educational, but really just to be more of an encouragement, hopefully, and a motivator for any various thing that this might apply to in your life. So maybe it is chickens, and you know, you're kind of actively on a path to make chickens a business venture, or something a little more serious than just keeping a backyard flock. So you could apply it there, absolutely, if you wanted. Or maybe it's just something totally separate, an area of your life that you're just wanting to kind of level up, or, you know, make a little more money at a side hustle or something like that. So anyways, I just, I know at the beginning of the podcast, when I very first started, I was saying I wanted to just go a little bit deeper into our story of getting started with Northwoods Poultry. And obviously, if you're listening, you've probably listened by now to our story and kind of how we got here. If you haven't, I would encourage you to go back to the first episode and listen to that, just to give you some context for the things I'm going to talk about today. Yeah, I think on today's episode, I'm a little nervous, honestly, to record it, but I do just want to be transparent about the way this business is, and just give you kind of an inside look into that, and also an inside look into what's going on in my brain as we're kind of working through a lot of these things. So yeah, that's the deal. Before we get started though, I did want to mention, of course, that if you haven't already, you need to check us out on Patreon. So Patreon is a great way to support, the podcast and our business. A lot of that is obviously kind of interwoven, and we've found this platform to be able to kind of, host everybody in one spot where we can kind of promote podcast stuff, we can promote business stuff, and kind of interlock those together, if you will. So we do have two membership tiers over on Patreon, and everything is detailed on our page on Patreon as to what those two membership tiers will get you. A big reason to check out our membership right now is because let's see, 4 days from now when I'm recording, our very first Silky sale will be going live. And the last episode, 2 weeks ago, I talked about kind of my heart behind the Silky sale and why I'm excited about doing and offering our Silkies in this way. And our Patreon subscribers will have early access to that Silky sale. So actually just 2 days from now, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, 1 day from now, you will have early access to that sale. And if you subscribe at our highest level, you get a 15% off discount code, which can be used for that sale and anything else we would sell in the future. It's an evergreen discount code, just kind of like as our thank you to supporting us on a regular basis. And yeah, so that's really exciting. I would encourage you guys to check that out. And also make sure wherever you're listening to our podcast, make sure you're actually like subscribed so you can get new episodes, notifications. And be sure to leave us a rating or review. That really helps us to be seen and to kind of get our podcast, higher up on kind of the search and things like that, and all the background podcast land, however that works. So Yeah, check those things out. Chick season is also right around the corner. I kind of cannot believe that, but it is coming right up. So make sure you're subscribed to our email newsletter as well. I send out reminders about when chicks are available. And you can do that right on our website, northwoodspoultry.com. We have about halfway down the page, you have a spot you can put your email in. Yeah, and make sure you're also following us on Facebook and Instagram. Lots of good community over there, and we would love to hang out with you on social media too. So now that all the housekeeping stuff is out of the way, I would like to just kind of dive into our conversation a little bit today. So where do I even begin? I will begin by telling you why I thought about talking about this topic just here recently. So last week, you may have noticed, I totally missed an entire week of recording a podcast. We had a pretty significant winter storm come through our area. We had a ton of rain, and then that turned into a ton of ice, and then that turned into a ton of snow. And it was not great. My kids were off school for 2 days, and then we went right into a weekend. And there's just been some other like behind the scenes stuff happening, like just right during all of this too, just with us personally and my husband's job and things like that. And, it has just been a lot and honestly has really kind of taken the joy out of chicken keeping for me, which is extremely hard to admit. Because obviously that is like the primary reason why I was even interested in purchasing Northwoods Poultry to begin with. And looking back, I think I went into buying this business, with rose-colored glasses on. We did our due diligence and we researched out what running this business would look like, but we were also operating under a lot of assumptions about what was going to happen. As far as like the facilities that we would have available to us. Yeah, just a lot of things that didn't end up playing out the way we thought. So, you know, when the original Northwoods Poultry existed, it existed inside of this beautiful barn where everything was climate controlled and all of the, you know, lights were regulated and just all these different things. Everything that could be controlled about owning and managing the chickens was operated and controlled like a well-oiled machine. And a lot of that stuff we were able to take with us as part of our purchase, but obviously the actual building itself, we couldn't, you know, take down and bring with us. And so that led us starting off kind of on a very rocky ground. And so we went into this right at the end of the season anyways. It was like late October. So I kind of thought, you know, hey, we'll just figure it out over the winter, and by spring we'll be back up on our feet running straight through to chick season. So that was like last chick season. We got the birds here, and for the first, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 months, I was like not even worried about eggs at all. I would collect and sell eggs like here and there very randomly, but I was not focused on that. I was just focused on basically surviving and keeping the chickens alive and trying to figure out what our long-term plan was for how we were going to house them. Now, this is completely like our bad. Looking back, it was like probably really dumb to buy into this thing with no like real tangible plan as to how we were going to house them. I mean, we had a plan. It's just, I guess it's kind of like one of those things. You can't plan for how that plan is going to actually play out. And so it did not take long for us to realize that the plan we had was not working, which if you listen to our first episode, that plan was keeping our birds off site, off of our property, at my grandpa's barn, which is a beautiful, very nice barn. But being that separated from our business, even just to have to load up in the car and drive there to work our business, especially with three small children, was just not ever going to work in this phase of life. And so we're kind of left scrambling. So that led us to buying these chicken coops that are outside. This is a very, very, very long way of me saying we now have all of our breeding birds outside in pre-made Tractor Supply coops that I hate, quite frankly. They're terrible quality. And they each have runs, which is great. They can get outside. They can get fresh air. All of these things that we talk about as chicken keepers that we strive for, they have it. But it does not negate the fact that when you have that many coops, things like a winter storm are just so oppressively hard. You know, if it was just one or two coops and we had to dig them out to get to our chickens, that would be one thing. But when we have to spend hours and hours and hours of our time chipping away at little spots of ice that are blocking the door and trying to figure out, you know, okay, which area do we need to chip away at on the base of this door to be able to get it to swing open just a little bit more so I can squeeze in there and give them water, and just multiplying that by like 20 times. It's incredibly difficult. And so that's kind of where I was coming from when I thought about having this episode is, I was just not in a good place last week with our chickens, and I am still kind of coming down off of that. And, you know, it's not the first time that I have kind of been in a rut, even in just the 18 months or so of owning this business. And so I just kind of wanted to talk about that and talk about what it is that I do practically when things are not panning out the way I thought they would. And another thing that to add on to that, so the coops are like the outside thing. When we got these birds here, I don't know what it was, if it was the stress of the move, if it was the age of the birds and we were just unaware. It was probably a combination of all various types of things, but I will be completely transparent in telling you that our chickens in the however many months that we have owned this business have not laid eggs really. I mean, when you think about how many chickens we have, like really at all. Like, I know that sounds dramatic, but like, I'm actually not kidding. Like, I think I ended up shipping out like maybe 5 to 10 chick boxes last year. And we have just been like scrambling to try to rebuild with completely fresh birds. And, you know, at any given time, we have, you know, big cabinet incubators and such, but none of them have ever been full. And that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird as a hatchery when you go into it thinking about, I'm going to fill these incubators with eggs every week and it's just going to be chicks everywhere and we're going to do this thing. And then you get the birds here and that's not what happens. And, you know, this is not a, hey, help me figure it out. Like, trust me, we have done all of the things. We have been around and back again as far as all of the reasons why this could be happening. And we are starting out this year with basically completely new flocks of birds, just like full on, pretty much every single pen is completely new breeding stock. However, a lot of these birds, even ones that I hatched like last spring, coming up on almost a year ago, still are not laying. My intention and plan all along has been to turn my incubators on this coming Monday on Valentine's Day. That has been on my calendar for 6-8 weeks or more. And as of this moment right now, there's no reason for me to even do that because they just are not laying yet. And these types of things are incredibly difficult for me mentally. So this is kind of like a poop, like, wow, this is really an inspiring, encouraging episode. But I just want to give you like a sense or a feeling of like where I'm at mentally when I talk about the things that I'm about to talk about. And it's like, okay, these are the problems that I'm presented with, and this is how I handle them. One of my very, very favorite quotes is from a theologian from like the 1800s, Charles Spurgeon. And he says, "I have learned to kiss the wave that throws me up against the rock of ages." So you guys know that I'm a Christian, and so, you know, everything I say and think and do is from that perspective. And so when I look at these problems, I just have started seeing them as these waves that throw me up against Christ and can make me more like him and can transform me and change me and grow me and stretch me. And you know, maybe that resonates with some of you. If it doesn't, you know, that's okay. Maybe it could be something different, but the sentiment is still there. And so that's what I'm going to, I think, title this episode. It's like Kiss the Wave. I know that's so strange, but like when we look at our trials and we see, I mean, they're not going to stop. Like, it's not just going to be like we've arrived and we no longer have problems in life. These are waves. Like, the waves continue to come. But when we learn to kiss the wave and be thankful for the wave, for the trial that is throwing us up against, you know, for me, the rock of ages, you know, maybe for you, it's just a change in yourself that needs to be made. I think it just totally shifts our perspective. And so again, I am 1000% like preaching to myself here, trying to like muster up some energy mentally to get me to spring and to get me to what I know in faith will be these full baskets of eggs, and just abundance and joy again. But here I am. This is just how I feel right now. And so please just know I am fully preaching to myself when I say these things. So with that being said, here are some very basic, like practical things that I think about when I'm like really spiraling. So number one, keeping everything in perspective. Now, what I'm about to say to the chicken world may be a little bit controversial, but you know what? I'm going to say it anyway. These are just chickens, okay? Like, at the end of the day, what I'm out here trying to do is breed chickens. And if it all had to go away tomorrow, you know, I need to be okay with that. I cannot put all of my proverbial eggs in this basket. I need to keep things in perspective and remember that this is not where I find my joy ultimately. This is not where I find my peace ultimately. Those things I need to find in places that will matter 10,000 years from now, not in chickens. So, you know, again, I know people have different feelings on that, and I know we're all like, listen, I am like, I will go hard for chickens. I am a chicken lover, okay? But we have to keep things in perspective and, you know, remember the big things and not get so bogged down with the little things. So that's number one. Number two, this is kind of a popular sentiment out in the world right now, I think, but just do the next right thing. I sound like Elsa, or is it Elsa or Anna on Frozen? My 5-year-old daughter would be ashamed that I don't remember which one's saying about this. I think it was Anna. but do the next right thing. Or another take on this is control the controllable. This was kind of my mantra this week. Control the controllable. I cannot control when a chicken will lay her egg. Things that I can control. You know, instead of sitting inside and having a pity party about how terrible things are, is there a chicken coop that needs cleaned? Okay, I can go do that. I can provide my chickens with fresh bedding, fresh water, fresh food. I can do these basic tasks. I can continue to serve them and serve my family. I can get dressed in appropriate clothing. I can wash my face. I can put on a little bit of makeup. I can eat a square meal. These are things that I can practically do that will help me to not feel quite so out of control. And I think when we can kind of ground ourselves with something we can control, because we as humans are control freaks. We really are. It kind of just satiates that insatiable desire to control everything that we tend to have. And so, you know, what are those very practical things that you can take hold of? Let me think. The next thing that you can do is set yourself a deadline. So a deadline for whatever it may be. For me, I set myself a deadline of April 15th. I feel that I have done absolutely everything I can do to get to a point where we have enough eggs to consider ourselves a hatchery once again. And by April 15th, if those steps are not proving to have done anything, and if nothing has changed, then I will at that point start to sit down and make some more difficult decisions about what does this mean moving forward. But just kind of deferring some of those decisions that feel so heavy and feel like they're just like breathing down your neck, deferring those until you kind of can be more, it buys you a little bit of time to be like, I've done everything I know to do. I'm going to let this play out until X time and see where we're at that point. And it just kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off to be like, I have to figure it out right this second. So that's another thing. So far we have perspective, we have controlling the controllable, we have setting a deadline, and then the last thing that I've been doing this week is just reviewing my goals. Why am I doing this? Really, ultimately, when I think about deep down, why am I doing this? It's to be able to connect with other people, and to be able to have that influence in other people's lives. Obviously, also to share the joy of chickens with people. I've talked about so many times the rising tide of chicken keeping, and chicken keeping brings me an immense amount of joy most of the time. And I want to be able to share that with anybody and everybody that I can. And so that's one of my reasons as to why I'm doing this too. And, you know, maybe, and even for me, like there have been minor tweaks in why I do this since we have even started the business. And just this past week, I've been thinking about some of those like minor tweaks, like do the breeds that I'm breeding bring me actual joy? Am I just trying to replicate what somebody else was doing? Do I need to kind of shift and change and adjust how I'm doing things? You know, these are things that you can be kind of evaluating. Review your goals. And that doesn't necessarily have to be lumped into like big life altering decisions that you're kind of deferring to a later time. These can just be like minor kind of vision changes of like, okay, this is where I see this going. Or this is where I want this to go. And so I'm going to just at least think on those things right now, to help kind of shape these everyday type of things that I'm having to do. And then honestly, when nothing else fails, just embrace the wave, embrace the trial, use it as an opportunity to learn something. When you're right in the middle of it, that's really not what you want to hear. Trust me, I am right there. That's not what I want to hear. I really don't want to learn anything right now. I'm good. I have enough going on. But, you know, I believe that these things are put in our path for a reason. And so just reminding yourself as gently as you can during these type of times, you know, this is happening for a reason. It matters ultimately, and it will matter how I, you know, the very like nitty gritty details of what plays out may not matter 10,000 years from now, but, how I reacted and handled and chose to go about, living my life through these things will matter 10,000 years from now. And I believe that. So, that's kind of where I'm at with life in general. Now, you know, I think that's kind of all I have on this topic. I don't really know what else to say other than it's been a hard week or two. And, but you know, hope is there. I'm extremely excited about our Silky Sale this weekend. I think it's going to be so fun. I really hope that kind of like restores a little bit of joy for me, because I see so many people getting excited about, you know, which Silky they're interested in and all that. And I'm actually kind of a little bit sad about letting a lot of these go, because I've been raising them for so long. They do feel like pets. But I think it's going to be so fun. And, yeah, like, just hold on. Like, we're going to get through this. Spring is coming, literally, figuratively. you know, these chickens will lay eggs. Oh, these are all things that I'm just reminding myself of right now. But I think that's all I have for today. Like I said, this was not going to be like a crazy educational chicken episode. but I do hope in a weird way that this was inspiring to you and maybe a little bit encouraging, and, kind of just propels you into this weekend with a renewed sense of hope and joy for what it is that you are setting out to do. And, I know just even talking through these things and thinking through them to be able to prepare for this podcast has really kind of helped me, to enter into my real life with a new perspective. So, I hope that helps. And I do hope you all have a wonderful weekend. When we talk next, our very first Silky Sale will be behind us, and our birds will probably be in their new homes already, as crazy as that is. And so make sure you check that out this weekend. I'm so excited for all of you that are going to participate. And yeah, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your chickens this weekend. Just enjoy your deep dives into all the spring things. I know that's very much what I am doing right now. And we will chat with you next time.